Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Ches. And this is the fifth Shiur. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen Neflos Mekaras Hashem, the first four. And the Yesod HaDvarim is that you're not allowed to return to Egypt because of Egypt. If there's something unique about Mitzrayim that you need in Mitzrayim, that's why you're not allowed to return. That's why the Schoira is going to be mutter, even if you're there both in Kavua, but you're not there because of anything Egyptian. You're just there because of business. And the business you can find elsewhere. Hashem came horses, the king and horses, like the Maharal says, so there the king is going to only find the horses he needs in Mitzrayim. He needs horses. And Mitzrayim's a chashuv place of horses. So that's why he's not allowed to go back. That's why the pasuk says, don't have too many horses because you end up going back to Mitzrayim. Because then you're being machshiv Mitzrayim bedafka. So that's the yisod hadvarim. Ve'achshav anachnu mamshichim hala. B'shuv ze'al pi torat moreinu v'rabeinu mo'or einenu l'shmo l'zichot havat nefesh. Agoin Reb Dovid Zetzal. Gurariya Mevorar Anafkamina Ben Sus L'Schora. Gurariya explains what's taka the difference between horses, that you're not allowed to go back for horses, which is seemingly a business proposition, and business, where you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. So he says two things. A, Machmas Tzorach HaMelech B'Sus, because the king needs the horses. And also, and Mitzrayim is a good horse place. You want to get good horses? Everyone knows. Everyone in the horse business knows. You want a good has? You go down to Mitzrayim. So that's the difference. That's the uniqueness of Mitzrayim. Hey, the king needs horses, and Mitzrayim is special for horses. So it's mashman the maral that you need both. However, it could be that it's enough that it's miyuchad l'mitzrayim. In other words, it doesn't have to be dafka the king needs horses. It could be that you're just going down for the horses, even if you're not a king, just because Mitzrayim is a good horse breeding place. And therefore, you're in Mitzrayim to be masik that thing. So you're machshiv Mitzrayim, so that's considered yeshivas Mitzrayim. And with this, we could be miyashiv what the Yireim writes in mitzvah shin tests to prove that it's mutter Michutz la'aretz le'mitzrayim, that it's permitted from chutz la'aretz to Mitzrayim. In other words, where you now let it go from? You're now let it go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, because that's the derech that we came from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So don't go back on that derech. Don't trace your steps. But from Chutz La'aretz, another place, to Mitzrayim, says the Yireim, you're allowed to go. And he says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 93a, that Daniel went to Mitzrayim to bring Chazerim from Mitzrayim. Aye, it's usher to go there. So the answer is, it must be that from Bavel it's permitted. Daniel was in Bavel. The Gvura Sari roars in Yuma 38a, that L'schayretz Mutter, what's your kasha and Daniel? L'schayretz Mutter. So what are you asking on Daniel? How did you go to Mitzrayim to bring Chazerim? And then you prove from there that it's mutter from Bavel. Mapitom. It's l'schar is mutter. And also, if so, we have a kasha from Yuma 38. Nicanor, he brought the doors of the Beis Hamikdash from Alexandria and Mitzrayim. And there he went from Eretz Yisrael. So how is that permitted? So, in the previous halacha, in Perakei Halacha Zayin, Rabbeinu answered this. He said, Nicanor is okay because it's only Lizman. It's not both in Kavua. And Daniel's Beseder, because there he spoke about how we had Shiurim about this, three Shiurim, I think three, that the you're not allowed to be in Mitzrayim because it's a Hafka from Eretz Yisrael. And here, since he's going for, and therefore, it shows that this is your makom. This is your makom and not Eretz Yisrael. But if he's just going for chazerin, even though he's there, both in kavu, he's there for a long time, but still, as long as he shows that, as long as it's not his makom, it's beseder gamor. So, because it's not a hafkah from Eretz Yisrael. So you can listen to the earlier shiurim and see what Rabbeinu writes in the Ber Miriam Perakei Halacha Zayin for that. So the last part, Lamaisa, this part we didn't speak out. That's the very last part of the Rabbeinu Simon. So that we didn't have a shiur on. But that's Betamsis, what Rabbeinu says over there. And you can look and see. Akopanim, that's what we said, that's what was said in Halacha Zayin. So based on what we explained here, we can say as follows, that Chazerim are like Susim, that the Maharal writes, that they're also Miyuchad LeMitzrayim, Shishama Koyram. Shama Koyram. So the... Oh, but just wait a second to go back to the Urayim. In other words, the Urayim, we wanted to explain the Raya of the Urayim. But the Urayim says that Daniel brought Chazerim from Mitzrayim, Aya Suri Yeshivasa, so it must be that you're allowed to go from Babel. So the Gevor Sarye asks, Aya L'Schayrat Mutter. So to that, we explain that Mitzad Ischayra, so it's Mutter. Because if you're going l'schayra, then that's not your place. It's not lafkia me'eretz Yisrael. But we said that there were two asurim going back to Mitzrayim. One is that you're mafkia it, the Eretz Yisrael, but that's only if you make it your place. It's your place. This is your place and not Eretz Yisrael. But there's another isur. The other isur is just being in Mitzrayim. That's the yisod halaf. And besides being mafkia Eretz Yisrael as your place and Mitzrayim coming instead. And therefore, since Sof he's there, the schar is not going to help. The schar only helps for the other part, for the Yisr of being mafkir, it's Yisrael saying, this is your makom. And if it's the schar, it's not your makom. But if you're there, both in kavua, so Sof you're there. That's the other Yisr of the Yisod Halaf, which is just being there. Not the Lokesher being mafkir, it's Yisrael making this your place. So just being there is Asr. So therefore, the Urayim proves that it must be that from Babel it's okay. Hakopanim. Now that's the previous shtickle, but based on what we are explaining here, we can say as follows that the Chazerim are like Susim, according like them that the Maharal writes, Shigam Heim Miyuchadim LeMitzrayim. That Susim are like Chazerim, that the Mitzrayim was special for. You really want to get a good Has, go to Mitzrayim. You really want to get a good Davar Acher Chazir. I don't even want to say it in English. You want to get a, I don't even want to say it in Hebrew. You want to get a davar acher. So you go to Mitzrayim. That's the place. Look in Rashi in Bechorus 28b. Divra Maschel Shalot Teled, who writes about Chazirei Mitzrayim. Vipnei Sheparos v'chazirei shelahem me'ulim me'oid u'moichrim oisim b'yoyker. Ah, gishmak. In Mitzrayim, their cows and their chazirim are zeyer meuleh. They're very high quality, and they sell them for a lot. Person, you know, they want to buy a McDonald's, wants to buy a lot of bacon or whatever, go to Mitzrayim. So you see that Mitzrayim is miyuchad for paras and chazeros, and also Rashi and Sanhedrin. Dibur Maschil Asuya Chazir Mitzrayim there, on page 93. Same idea, that Chazir Mitzrayim, that's a makom meuleh. So b'chai gavne, ein heter l'schayra. In such an instance, there's no heter for business purposes, because again, now you're going down because it's something miyucha to Mitzrayim. It's miyucha to Mitzrayim, showing the specialness, the uniqueness of Mitzrayim, daf going down because it's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Chazirim place. So that's already us. There's no heter of schara like we've been speaking about in all these shiurim. So Mimela, that would be Aser. So therefore, why is it Mutter? Why? So it must be Mutter. That's why the Urayim had to come on to the reason of Daniel not coming from Eretz Yisrael, he came from Babel. Otherwise, it would be Aser, and there's no heter of Schaira. There's no heter of Schaira, even though Torah is the best of Schaira. But here there's no heter of Schaira because you're going down Dafka because of the uniqueness of Mitzrayim. And what about the Dalsos Nikanor, going down to bring the doors of Nikanor? Aye, there he went from Eretz Yisrael. Nicanor, who brought, they call the doors Nicanor, but he went to bring doors for the Beis HaMikdash from Alexandria and Mitzrayim. So why was it permitted? Aye, he's going from Eretz Yisrael. You, the Yoreim, right, that from Eretz Yisrael it's Aser. So the answer is, it's not Miyuchad LeMitzrayim. Since it's not Miyuchad LeMitzrayim, so the Yoreim Ozeh L'Schorot Mutter. Gevaldik. And we also can answer now what the Yerushalmi says in Sukkah, Perek Halacha Aleph. In the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Hoy ha-yordin le-Mitzrayim le-Ezra. Woe, those who go down to Egypt for help. There was an Isser, says the Yerushalmi, of going down to Mitzrayim. Ah, it was to get their help for the war. Should be mutter. Like we see in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that we mentioned earlier. Atayored lichbosh, that you're allowed to go to capture. So you're, for war purposes, you're allowed to go down to Mitzrayim. You're allowed to go for war purposes, and it says liyeshiva ein ata choizer, choizer at l'schayre. You're allowed to go for schayre, the Yerushalmi says. You're allowed to go for war purposes. So what's the problem of going down to Mitzrayim l'Ezra? So the Har Ephraim, the Mechilta and Parshas B'Shalach talks about it, and Rabbeinu also talks about it. There in Halacha Zayin, earlier in the previous Halacha, so now we can say Shakol Sha Inyan, who be Mitzrayim Achmas Mitzrayim, there's no heter of Schora. And the other heterim of the Yerushalmi. V'hasam al am Mitzrayim yitzad Mitzrayim samchu v'yodu eleim. V'chai gavna v'cho gavna yiga yisuba. In other words, if you're going down the Melchama to wage war, so then it's permitted. But if you're going down because of something special for Mitzrayim, then there's no heter anymore. Then all the heterim of the Yerushalmi for Schorim for Melchama don't apply. Because here you're going down special because of Mitzrayim. And here, you're going down because of what's special about Mitzrayim. You're not just going to wage war just to capture some land, or as we'll see, maybe to pass through. But you're going because you want to get the help of the Mitzri people. If you want to go get the help of the Mitzri people, there's no heter. There's no heter because here you want something special about Mitzrayim. You want the Mitzri people to help you. So there the heter doesn't apply. That's why the Gemara says they were over. Now, the Rambam writes, Yeroyli, Shim Kovash, the Rambam says that it would appear to me that if he captured Shim Kovash Eretz Mitzrayim Melech Yisrael Al Pi Bezin Shimuteres, if it was captured, if the land of Egypt was captured by the king of Israel based on the base, then it's permitted. V'lo Asira Lashuv La Yechidim El Lashuv La Yechidim, it's only forbidden for individuals to go. O lishkon bav hibiyad akum, or to go when it's in the hands of goyim, bivnei maasem mikulkalim, because their deeds are mikulkal more than other aratzos, shenemer kamaser eretz Mitzrayim. So the Radbaz writes, dehachi mashma me Yerushalmi shekasavti lamayla. So is mashma this Rambam that says that if you capture it, you can stay there. It's only aser for yechidim, or to go when it's in the hands of the Goyim. So that would be mashma, the Yerushalmi that I quoted earlier. What does the Radbaz mean? L'chora, what the Radbaz means is referring to the Yerushalmi that lichbosh haratzos is permitted. What does it mean, lichbosh haratzos? Lichbosh es Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam is talking about. However, b'pshuto, the Yerushalmi is talking about halicha derech Mitzrayim to capture other lands. And that would be beautiful, what we said before. In other words, you're not going because of Mitzrayim. You just want to capture other lands. You're going derech Mitzrayim. You're going via Mitzrayim. So b'pshuto, that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. The Yerushalmi is saying that you're allowed to go derech Mitzrayim to be kovesh other lands. But it's not the heter to dwell in Mitzrayim after the kibush of Mitzrayim. So what does the Radbaz mean when he says, oh, the Rambam is a Yerushalmi? The Rambam who says once you capture Mitzrayim, it's beseder. The Azoi state in Yerushalmi. No, that's not the Yerushalmi he's talking about. In Pashtus, the Yerushalmi is talking about going via Mitzrayim to capture other lands, but not that Mitzrayim is permitted after the kibush. B'kach mevua lehedya b'Rambam, b'sefer ha-mitzvot, b'lo taseh mem zayin. Hain sham deshari l'schoira, o la'avor ba le'eretz acheret. There the Rambam says that it's permitted in the Sefer HaMitzvah, same Rambam, that it's permitted for schoira, or to pass through it to a different land. And the Rambam brings the Yerushalmi, l'schoira v'kibush ha'aretz. As mazeh inyan le'divrei Rambam, ma kasher l'Rambam kan? Rambam כאן אומר שאחרי שכבשת מותר להישאר שם, מה פתאום? אין להוכיח מהירושלמי, כי הירושלמי מדבר כמו שהרמב״ם בעצמו אומר בספר המצוות. ירושלמי is talking about passing through Mitzrayim to get to a different land. וכן דמהכי פירש הרדב"ז דברי הירושלמי, and if that's really פשט in the ירושלמי, then we run into another problem. מה יראה לי שכתב הרמב״ם? What does the Rambam mean when he says it would appear to me? Not that it would appear to me. It's an open Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi means it's his own chiddush. So the Harifraim and the Mechilta was all made on this. In the Perish of the Karban Ha'eda, in the Yerushalmi he writes, for lichbosh es ha'aretz, eretz Mitzrayim, imasu melchama im Yisrael, o lavor derech sham lekibush shar aretzot. So he says, what does it mean to be kovesh es ha'aretz? Be kovesh eretz Mitzrayim if they make mochama with the Jewish people, or to pass through there to capture other lands. So it's hard to understand. What does one have to do with the other? Capturing Mitzrayim, you're allowed to stay there. It's because now it's under Jewish rule. And passing through is not because it's under Jewish rule. It's just because you're just passing through. But not because it's Jewish rule. So how does the Karban Eda bring the two together? That you're allowed to pass through Mitzrayim, and you're also allowed to stay there after you capture it. What does one have to do with the other? Passing through it is temporary, and staying after you captured it is permanent. As ma kesher ben echad l'sheni kilu shezeh oto hetel. ולפי דברינו נראה שהרי נתבאר בהלכה זין שהרמב"ם מיירי להתיר גם את עצם השהייה בה עד שיכבשוה וגם להתיר לאחר שכבשו. וטעם קמא אזיל על עיתון ראשון וטעם בתרא שכתב הרמב"ם אזיל על עיתון שני. So, רבינו explain that the Rambam is being matir two things. Staying there until they capture it, and then being matir after they capture it. So Rabbeinu there writes that, why does the Rambam give two reasons? The Rambam says, number one, there's a kibush, it's okay because it's not yichidim. And number two, the Rambam says that it's because it's in the hands of Jews and not goyim. What do we need both reasons for? So the answer is that before the kibush, they're going down. They're not going down as yechidim. So it's Beseder. So that's the first heter of the Rambam, before the Kibush. In other words, the Etzem Isser of being in Mitzrayim is permitted, the lav of being in Mitzrayim is permitted because they're not going as Yechidim. They're going as a Tzibur. So there's no Isser of being in Mitzrayim if you're going as a Tzibur. That's number one. That's why the Rambam says that it's talking about they didn't go down as Yechidim, so there's a head there. And below is here, Allah Shabla Yechidim. And this is taken care of by the fact that when they go down there, it's Sibur. However, once they capture it, you have another problem. That you're saying, this is our place, and not Eretz Yisrael. So there, it doesn't help that it's that you're at Sibur. Because that's the second, that's the Isser involved. We said that the Lav was just being in Mitzrayim, which has certain Aterim. And then there's the Isser. Again, this is all Halacha Zayin. You can listen to those Shiurim. I hope you did. Hope you're going in order. But even if you're not, whatever you do is fine. Happy that you're listening, Bichlal. Thank you. So once they have the Isser of being in Mitzrayim, you're saying that you're Mafkir Eretz Yisrael. This is your place and not Eretz Yisrael. So that's also even if you're at Sibur. So what takes care of that Isser? The answer is this is now the place of the Jews since it was captured by the Jews. This is the place that it's not Mitzrayim anymore. That's Mafkir from Eretz Yisrael. This is now the place of the Jews. So these are two Ta'amim for two different Nidonim. אבל לכאורה, אז זה מה שרבנו כתב בהלכה זין. אבל לכאורה, עד הכיבוש, למה להתר שכתב הרמב״ם משום שלא אסר על היחידים? Until the kibush, why do you need the special heter that the Rambam writes that we only asked yichidim? Why is that any worse than going via this land to capture other lands? It's mutter derech Mitzrayim. So mehechitesi, that it's worse to... Be capturing Mitzrayim itself than going via Mitzrayim to capture a different land. Why should we make a distinction? You're allowed to go via Mitzrayim to a different land. So that's also permits you to capture Mitzrayim. So what do you need the Yechidim that you now you're not Yechidim, you're at Tzibur. But even as Yechidim, you're allowed to go via Mitzrayim. So why aren't you also allowed to capture Mitzrayim? So it must be that here the whole reason you're there is because of Mitzrayim, because you're waging war against Mitzrayim. In such a case, until you capture it, it's Asur Bisur Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no Heter Lav or Derech Mitzrayim. So it's only going to be permitted because there's no heter of you're passing by via Mitzrayim, because here you're there because it's Mitzrayim, and therefore it's only permitted because ein iser b'tzibur. So that has nothing to do with what the Yerushalmi is saying. Just capturing Mitzrayim is because that's not the Yerushalmi. That's the Rambam's chiddush, that it's mutter for yechidim. There's no iser b'tzibur. It's aser for yechidim, but there's no iser b'tzibur. So that's why it's permitted, even though you're there because it's Mitzrayim, which should be aser, but it's not aser if you're doing it as a tzibur. Ze lo kashur bechlal ledivrei Yerushalmi. However, we do see from the Yerushalmi that if it's not mitzad Mitzrayim, even though before you're in Eretz Mitzrayim, there's no iser. So the same would then apply. After they capture it, and there's a din kibush, now it belongs to the Jewish people. Now this is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Shel Yisrael, belongs to the Jews. So that's not Eretz Mitzrayim, Mitzad Mitzrayim, because now it's Tachas Yad Yisrael. And in that the Ritba says that so is Mashma in the Yerushalmi. In other words, to be in those tchumen when it's not Mitzad Mitzrayim, it's Mutter. Aval hu chidush shel Rambam, dai de kibush, shuv ein ze. Ein ze shem Mitzrayim, vaze katab haRambam yirae li. So that's why the Radba says that that's the mashmos of the Yerushalmi. That if you're a kovish, right, the Rambam writes, if you captured it, then you're allowed to stay there. And that's only the mashmos of the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi doesn't say that explicitly, that it's not called Mitzrayim anymore. He only says Yerayli, because that's not explicit in the Yerushalmi. In other words, the word of the Yerushalmi is that you're allowed to pass by via Mitzrayim. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. You're going to capture other lands. You're allowed to pass by because it's not Mitzrayim. Ah, so once you capture it, the Rambam is Mechadesh, Al Pizeh. Once you capture it, it's also not Mitzrayim. It doesn't have a Shem Mitzrayim anymore. Just like you're allowed to pass through because you're not giving any special chashivas to Mitzrayim. You're just passing through to wage war against someone else. So too, when you capture it, it also doesn't have a Shem Mitzrayim. It doesn't have a Shem Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's Beseder, you can stay. That's why the Rambam says Yerayli. And that's punctivort of the Karban Eidim. The Karban Eidim says that you're allowed to stay in Mitzrayim if they wage war against the Jews. So you're allowed to wage, you're allowed to capture it. And now it's once you capture it, it's yours. You're allowed to stay. We didn't understand what the Kesher is. That when you capture Mitzrayim, it's mutter because it's mutter to stay there both in Kavua. How do you get from there? What's the kesher between that and passing through to a different land? So that's what we didn't understand in the Karban Eidah. Karban Eidah puts the two together. You're allowed to stay there if they wage war against the Jewish people. You're allowed to stay there, and also you're allowed to pass through. So what's the kesher? Passing through is not keva. The answer is, the kesher is if you're passing through, so that doesn't have the chashivas of Mitzrayim anymore, because you're just passing through. So too, if you capture it, and that's the chiddush of the Rambam and the Karban Eidah, if you capture it, it also doesn't have the chashivas of Mitzrayim, because now it's tachas Yad Yisrael. So it's not machmas Mitzrayim, it's machmas Shibiyad Yisrael. So we have the Rambam now beautifully. Because he doesn't have a Shem Mitzrayim anymore. So the only Yisr is the Yechidim being there. But if they go down as a Tzibur, that's why they were allowed to go down originally to capture Mitzrayim. Even though it's not theirs yet, but now they're going down as a Tzibur. So that's Beseder. So once you're going down as a Tzibur, so there's no Isser, that's the lav of being in Mitzrayim. Aye, but how are you allowed to stay there afterwards? How are you allowed to stay there afterwards? You're Mafkiyar Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, for that we have a second head there. The note's not, doesn't have a Shem Mitzrayim anymore. It loses its Shem Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is a Yerayli. It's just the Mashmos of the Yerushalmi. It's not an explicit Yerushalmi. Just the Mashmos of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you're allowed to pass through Mitzrayim. You're not giving Mitzrayim any chashivus. So the Rambam says, Yerayli, but it would appear to me that if you capture it, then you're also not giving it chashivus. Because now it has a din of Eretz Mitzrayim. It's like the land of it's the land of the Jews. The Jews captured it, and therefore it doesn't have the chashivus of Mitzrayim anymore. Rabbi said, what can I tell you? You know, it's really hard for me to say what my favorite series is, because Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, to give over various Torahs. But this might be on the top of my list. It's just so good. This Hilchos Malachim. Super, super Geshmak. So Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, this was the fifth lecture in this segment, Perek Hei Halacha Ches, and we still have a lot more to say. You know, this is still a velt, and getting into lav and lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, ein bo ma'isa. Such chashav inyanim, Rabbi said, what can I tell you? It's just too good to be true. So I want to thank God for the amazing opportunity that he gave me to learn this. And I want to thank you for listening. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Be'ezrat Hashem namshich. Im Hashem rak yiten et hakoach v'et hamoach v'et simchat hachayim v'et kol ha'afshariyot ha'kalkaliyot v'achirot l'amshich. ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות, ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה, אמן ואמן שלום.